Good. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Never in a million years did I think we'd be having a meeting like this one tonight.
A standing room only crowd spilled out of council chambers last night, but no public comment was accepted during the work session. It had been billed as a continuation of lease negotiations between council and the company working to create a co-work space in the publicly owned old powerhouse on Aspen's north side. The proposal would have also had a food and beverage component, TV production studio, and serve as an event venue. "I'm very sorry," was said a lot by the four council members present, but in just under 30 minutes, they unanimously declared the proposal from Aspen Power Plant Incorporated was too divisive and ended a year-and-a-half-long effort by local businessmen Duncan Klaus, David Cook, Spencer McKnight, and Gordon Bronson. Councilmember Ann Mullen said the outspoken Oklahoma Flats neighbors, bitter losers of the powerhouse application process, and legitimate but late concerns from neighboring Theater Aspen were setting up a battle that wasn't worth fighting.
It wasn't just a small suspicion that there was some resistance to this project. It was very clear that the community was not, there was not consensus about in support of this project.
So then how did you come to the conclusion? I mean, this isn't a compromise. This is just if you were for it, you're out. If you were against it, you won.
Yes, that's one way to put it.
Skadron outlined what will happen to the city building instead.
I believe we need a temporarily pragmatic approach. And that approach might look like a solution where the powerhouse serves as a temporary home to city offices.
Moving city offices into the powerhouse, according to Skadron, will allow the municipal government to set aside plans for a new city hall while it instead focuses on the development moratorium that is currently in effect for downtown Aspen and outlying areas. Council's decision seems like a direct response to critics who threaten to take the powerhouse use issue to the ballot in November via a citizen referendum. Detractors have insinuated they would make the proposed $48 million new city hall part of the election campaign. The council's kibosh on the deal is an about-face from this time last year, when, despite community complaints, Aspen Power Plant Incorporated was abruptly chosen over nonprofits as the new tenant. Skadron defended council's change of heart on Tuesday night.
You'll hear some arguments about preserving the integrity of public process and standing on principle and having conviction. But conviction is also a mask for the face of reality. And the reality is, this has become an exceptionally complicated and divisive issue.
Skadron requested city staff schedule a future work session to outline the exact next steps for the use of the powerhouse. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.